tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
This is it, guys.
I don't want it to be over.
Hey, everybody out there. Welcome to another amazing AfterBuzz TV after show for The Following. And this is the series finale.
Series finale.
We're done here, everybody.
3 years of my life.
3 years.
Done.
Done and down the dam. Down the crapper. Down the toilet.
That's terrible.
Well, thanks for joining us here. Please subscribe to us on YouTube, on SoundCloud, on check us out on Instagram, on Twitter, on iTunes, all these platforms that we're on.
Yeah.
And you can also follow us. You can follow me at Sean Austin O on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Pegarad.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Michael_Drew. Michael EAL. Sorry, I forgot my name for a second.
So we're going to be talking
about disheveled.
You were disheveled.
We're all following. It's the end.
Yeah, it's the end. We're all disheveled, yes. Michael. So we're going to be talking about episodes 14 and 15, Dead or Alive, and The Reckoning. Mm. And this is it, guys.
Okay.
Normally we break down things a little bit differently. We like to jump around a little bit, but you know what? Let's just go in order as much as we can.
Yeah.
And we're going to pack
everything
in. We may not have time at the end for some things that we want, but we're just going to have to see what we can do to squeeze it into
this
episode.
The juicy parts.
The juicy parts.
Hang on to the juicy ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
The juicy morsels.
The juicy morsels.
Of what remains of The Following. So it starts off, we know last time Mike got stabbed up the wazoo.
Yeah, and they showed his wounds.
Yeah.
He really got it.
Yeah, and he was alive. He was alive. I said he was dead last time, right? But we didn't get to see him die. I was like, but there's some hope. There's a little bit of hope.
Well,
in
this episode, a lot of people survive a lot of weird things.
Yeah, it was a bit stretchy for me.
Pretty much set the tone.
Mike set the tone. Like, everyone in this episode is immortal.
Yeah.
Okay?
They all have 9 lives.
Seriously, right? That really set the tone. Those foreshadowing right there for what's going to happen later on.
But he nicked his colon, right?
He nicked his colon.
Yeah.
He nicked his colon.
So he got
he got sepsis. Yeah, he had some of his feces leaking into his body cavity.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what was happening.
Damn, Mike.
It's awful.
Jeez. Well, there was a long blade. Like, he really... He got in there, and then he just got in his stomach.
He wiggled around.
Touched his bladder. Ugh.
Yeah, but we do know that Mark Gray is dead.
Yeah, Mark's done.
Say goodbye to Mook, everybody.
Mook.
Everyone's getting... Well, yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's done.
He's gone.
So let's go ahead and...
They didn't talk about him at all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
They didn't even bring him
more.
That's true.
They said one thing about him.
What they
said? In these episodes. They said... Someone was watching the news, and it said, with Mark Gray dead at the scene.
Exactly
like that.
Like, you would think Mike didn't gloat. Mike didn't get like, now that he's gone, I feel... better. Like, nothing. He's like, he's gone.
No. If anything, maybe Mike, but he was a little too medicated maybe to talk about it.
That's true. All of his responses this episode were just reactionary. Like, hey, you're awake. I'm awake.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
So we have, we go jump ahead a little bit, and Daisy's alone in the van. Theo's out in the woods with a gun in his hands, looking suicidal. He's about to kill himself. What did you guys feel what was happening in this scene?
I mean, obviously I knew he wasn't going to because we had so much more left to see. But you could just see how much Penny meant to him. That was his world. That was his life. And he, you know, to think about ending his own life for her, as crazy of a killer and dark and whatever he is, that crossed his mind. So pretty deep.
Yeah, I was waiting. I was waiting to see if Daisy was going to jump in. I was like, is Daisy going to try and stop him?
She looked happy. No, to me, she looked like, come on, do it.
Yeah.
You know? She was just waiting.
She was, like, in a way, she was mentally edging him into killing himself. Like, yes, please kill yourself, Theo, so that we don't have to deal with you anymore. No one has to be under your harsh rule.
Yeah, that's why I was curious, because I didn't know she would pull, because you know how with Mark, she kind of became like, she kind of developed this relationship with him where she was like kind of sisterly, or maybe even making her new Kyle. Sort of, you know, like, oh, okay, we're together in this now. So yeah. I was kind of wondering if that's what's going to happen to every man in her life, if she was going to do that with him. But she just sat there like, please, pull that trigger. Please.
I think you mentioned something about her being really weak the last, you know, like this this episode. You said she was like really weak, and she's so flimsy. Yeah, she's so flimsy, and I think the last several episodes, ever since Kyle died, they are not. She can't stand alone, which is really sad. She's not.
Maybe they were
a power couple, but now her by herself, she's just been really declining in her command presence. She can't do anything.
They were the killing version of Jay and Beyonce, a power couple.
I wouldn't take it that far, Jay and Bae. But yeah, no, I agree. Ever since Kyle left, she's been not as strong. But you know, it's like a huge emotional thing. You lose the love of your life; like you can't be the same for a while.
Yeah, she got on my nerves. Yeah. So she was just so flimsy. Every time that she was about to kill someone, I'm like, guys, just overpower her. She has the body of an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
No disrespect to the actress. No disrespect to the actress. But her body, she look, compared to everyone else, she's like 5'1".
She's no Mendez.
She's smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not as powerful as Mendez is. I'll tell you that. But so Ryan sees Gwen in the hospital, back at the hospital, and he convinces her to stay at his place. It was so funny because Gwen was giving him the cold shoulder as soon as she saw him. She was like, oh, yeah, Mike's this, Mike's that. But then when she walks away, she's just like, whatever, Ryan.
She still felt the need to give him the cold shoulder. This episode did nothing for Gwen, in my opinion.
Like, still hate her.
No, but you would have thought that in the final episode they would have done something where you're like, you know what? She is kind of a redeemable girlfriend. She just seems completely self-serving. And I don't know. Like, I didn't side with her at all. There wasn't a piece of me that was just like, damn, you don't understand anything, do you?
Yeah.
You don't get his issues at all. It's all about you. Gwen, shut up, Gwen. There's a few times I was like, shut up, Gwen.
I kind of forgot that she was pregnant at the beginning of this episode, Dead or Alive. I was like,
I was hoping she was faking.
That's why Ryan wants her to stay at his place, because she's pregnant. Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah.
I mean, listen, Gwen bothers me so much. I've said it since, like, day one. But I kind of have to look at it as, like, she is pregnant.
Yeah.
Ryan did kind of drag her into this crazy, messy situation. Really. And, like, he wasn't there for her the way that he was supposed to be. So I kind of, I sympathize with her a little bit. Come on.
She was like that pre-pregnancy, first of all.
That's true.
She was like that. That baby didn't change her mentality.
You know what? How long has this whole thing been going on with Joe Carroll, with Dr. Strauss, with Theo? It's probably been going on for about a month, right? And that's the only time you can, like, find out that you're pregnant when you take the test is, like, after a month has passed and you've missed your period, right? So she's been pregnant this whole time. That explains everything.
Not for me. Not for me.
I don't know.
There was just never a point where you looked at that couple and said to yourself, like, oh, okay.
That makes sense. Yeah, you know, never.
Like, it looked like he was trying to convince us. Like, after all of this, if he would have, if they stayed together, I would understand if they broke up down the line. Because there's no...
I never saw the chemistry ever. Like, but anyway.
It's a one-sided relationship.
Kind of weak. Yeah.
It looks like he's alone. He's tired of being alone. There's this girl who wants to sleep with him. He's like, you know what? I need some help right now. I'm going through issues. I just stopped drinking. So he got with her.
You know what? They had, I think at the beginning, they had a little bit more of a loving relationship. And then as we found out, like, what, 3 episodes into the season that she was a doctor, now in hindsight, it makes sense because you're a doctor, you're always busy all the time. You're always at the hospital taking care of patients. And that way, Ryan can be in the field while she's at the hospital working, and she doesn't worry too much about him. She's not like the stay-at-home mom like Claire was, right?
Oh, Claire.
Claire would have understood.
Speaking of Claire, we could bring up our news and gossip section later on. Yeah, that you saw her.
I did. Oh, Natalie Z.
That is so cool. Anyway, so, Lisa Campbell, that dirty Agent Campbell, she sees Ryan and she says, oh, you know what? Nick Fury wants you to stay on the case.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to keep you around. We're going to keep the task force going. Are you sure you want to be here, though? Because I know, I understand Mike's in the hospital. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I need to keep working. We need to find Theo. We got to get this done. And the only way we can do it is to get Theo's face out there more, tighten the noose, make the manhunt more possible, right? So everybody sees him. Mm-hmm. So they do the press conference. And they get these hits everywhere, all over the map. People are calling in. Oh, I saw him here. I saw him there. It's like, this doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
He's going to hit me, Ryan says. He's going to hit me somewhere close. At someone home. I know.
Somebody, yeah.
And that leads us to Theo capturing Gina.
Oh, boy.
I didn't expect that was a nice little... There were a couple of really nice surprises in this little two-hour extravaganza.
Yeah, there were. But also, it's like... Okay, you would think that people who are on these, like, safe house duties have to be, like, top of the line, on their game.
This FBI unit is the worst.
Okay, they're sitting there in the car. I get it, it's cold, it's snowing outside. Okay, but, like, dude, just stand guard. I mean, don't just sit in your car, probably listening to music, drinking a coffee that Gina brings them, and then it's like, okay, want to go take turns and do your rounds? No, always do things in doubles. Like, come on.
You would have thought that they would put four agents on a family. Come on, two agents?
Two weak agents.
I know, seriously. One of them goes out by himself, and he's like, oh, I see something suspicious. WTF, man. Come on, seriously, call your partner and give him the skimmy. Tell him, hey, I saw something in the woods, I'm going to check it out, as opposed to, wait, let me go investigate further. Let me get deeper into the woods where he can't hear me if I scream.
Yeah.
He's walking up there searching.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's searching. Theo sneaks up on him, totally strangles him from behind.
These agents, man, these agents are terrible.
Yeah. They really are.
They get killed so easily.
Yeah, like zero training whatsoever.
Yeah, and by the way, these are two henchmen join Theo to help him out in this endeavor.
They dress up as FBI.
They dress up as FBI agents, thanks to Eliza, who Theo had to make a mess at her place in order to get these two guys.
Every time he meets her, he keeps killing her henchmen.
Yes.
Dude, just conversate. Every time, boom, boom, shoot, walks in like, hey, sorry about this. This is something quick and snappy. Sorry about the mess. We need to talk. New deal. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I think you have a really good housekeeper.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. That was a good line, though. I think you really
liked
that. He delivered it really good on the way out walking.
He did.
That was pretty good. I like that.
He did. All right, so... Anyway, fast forward back to the house. So they capture Gina, Don, and then Ryan, a little bit later, Ryan calls Gwen, tells her, I love you, on a voicemail, which was, like, so weak. You know, I thought it was so funny because it's like, I can imagine. It's hard for him to say that because he doesn't want to feel like he's always wrong, you know? But it's like, oh, man, it's... You know, he's a guy just like us.
Yeah.
You know, he's not some superhero.
Yeah.
I just wanted, because I forgot to mention this before. Another reason that Gwen has been annoying this episode.
Oh, please do share.
When he tells her, I went back to AA.
Okay.
I went back to a meeting.
To
stop drinking. The first thing she says is like, oh, it's going to take more than that. I'm like, who do you think? Like, this girl. Like, oh, and then later on, oh my gosh, like... This guy, he's telling her, he's calling her saying, I love you. I'm going to meetings.
Yep. And he's given up.
Saving the world.
Not only has he given up alcohol, but he's given up Joe Carroll, too.
Man, this girl.
I get it. He's making strides, but she's just got to see a little bit more before she trusts him again.
He's got to get himself a young girl, 25.
Oh, my God.
Molder. Get a young girl. Molder. Not all this baggage.
He needs a doctor. He's a successful veteran FBI agent.
He needs doctor school. Who's about to
get doctor school.
medical school.
Okay, one of those. One of those. On the verge.
School.
And he's going to mold her into the perfect one who can handle Hardy.
So Ryan, he gets a call from Agent Mendez, Agent Mendez, and she gives him like a little clue at the end that it's a trap. Right.
Yeah,
you can kind of hear it in her voice.
You can.
I really need you here, Ryan. I need to talk to you. It wasn't so obvious, right? Do you think Theo caught it?
No, Theo didn't catch it, but Ryan did, of course.
I'm glad they did that because if Ryan would have just completely been like, all right, hey, I'm going to go see Mendez, even I would have called that WTF. Like, he doesn't realize something. He doesn't pick up on anything.
Yeah, and also the fact that she was so removed from the case for so many weeks, like he said. He's like, why would she have such, like, a sudden interest in this case and want to talk to me about it? Come on. So.
That's right.
Yeah, that gave it away.
Yeah, so Ryan knows it's a trap. He goes in there. He says, hey, give me 10 minutes, right?
And
he sets the timer on a watch that he gets from one of the agents. Did he get from Agent Barton?
I think
it was a different agent. Okay, so he got it from one of the agents anyway, so he sets a timer. I kind of like when they do that in movies and TV shows because it gives you like that sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a ticking time bomb
because
the FBI is going to come in and storm the place one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the kids are locked in the panic room in the house. And Theo said something earlier that was really brutal, like, hey, the panic room can still burn with the rest of the house. Right?
Yeah, that was really creepy. The only time a panic room doesn't make sense or is useless is when the house is burning down with it or something.
You know, I thought he was going to say it's useless when you have a hacker right here who can just hack into it. Oh. That's what I thought he was going to say. Like, oh. I'll be right back.
Touché.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. Door opens. Got her.
He knows all the codes. He has them all memorized.
He's hacked into everything, episode after episode. He can't hack into the freaking, what's it called?
That's true.
He's hacking into police cars, random cell phones.
Pega, I think you brought up a good point, actually. How did he find Mendez, right? Isn't that what you said?
It's his boop, 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 like you said.
Yeah, that is the boop, beep, boops.
Boop, beep, boops found Mendez.
And my solution to that, you know, to help the writers out on the show, is that Tom put in the flash drive with that virus or code or something into the FBI network. They still didn't track it down and know about it, so that's how Theo was able to track down where Gina was.
Gotcha.
He was able to navigate the FBI network and get in there.
Mm-hmm. Quick note, Tom.
Yeah.
Since you brought his name up.
Oh, Tom.
No one's. They didn't even mention him this episode either.
Mm-mm. I mean,
but
I was over Tom the minute he started peeping on the.
But
laptop.
No one cares.
No.
Like, nobody, I cared.
But no one said anything. Like, he was such a part.
Yeah.
Of
oh, you're talking about the characters.
The character. Yeah, he was such a part of their life. He was such a. Like, he's dipping up anyway. Then she, anyway, you think
Max was in love with Mike.
Yeah, the whole time.
Whatever. He was a bad guy.
He wasn't a bad guy.
Well, he turned into one. He was trying to kill Mike.
He wasn't trying to kill Mike. He was trying to save
deliver
him. He made a bad
Mike
yeah, but
Mark.
He didn't know what to do.
Yeah, so we...
You weren't here last week to go back and forth with me.
Sorry.
I was going in, Pega.
We were really on a train about Tom,
man.
Which was really good. I enjoyed it.
You
I enjoyed
liked Tom?
It's not that I didn't like him. I didn't like the fact that the way he, when he died, no one cared. And everyone was just like, oh, it turns out he's a mole anyway. And they just moved on.
Yeah.
He dated her for a year. Then after that, immediately she's like, oh, good. Guess he's a jerk. Anyway, Mike, how are you? Like, what the hell? Are you kidding me? Like, no one even, his name doesn't even get clear because he wasn't a mole.
They were busy. They had no time to sit there and mourn. On to the next one.
Let's not worry about Tom this last week.
I would have thought that they would have, if they wanted to be nice about Tom this episode, put in some kind of news bulletin. And HRT FBI agent Tom Reyes killed in action, apparently betraying the FBI today.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
That
nice little newscaster over here.
That would have been nice. And that would have satisfied you too, right, Michael?
I remember you, Tom.
Yeah.
And I don't think you were a mole or a bad guy. You were just hurt. And I understand that. I get that.
So, Ryan Hardy gets to the house, right?
Yes.
In lickety-split time. He's got 8 minutes left. He runs off in the woods, he kills one of the henchmen, right, dressed as the FBI agent. And he runs into the woods. Theo and the other guy chase after him, but he doubles back to the house. Does he overpower Daisy? Yeah, he overpowers her.
And he headbutts her.
Yeah, he grabbed her gun and he
slammed her head to the wall.
That's right. He slammed her head on the wall. He had the gun to her side, and by the time he gets there, Theo's back right behind him, pointing the gun at him, and then it turns into a Mexican standoff.
Yeah,
right. Everybody's gonna die.
Everyone's gonna die.
I can't believe you guys never heard that term before. Mexican
standoff. Never used it in a sentence.
Hey, Inglourious Bastards, they used it there.
Oh, there you go.
You know what a Mexican standoff is?
Oh yeah.
Right? Brad Pitt said it there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Now you remember.
Thank you.
Anyway,
Sean, thank you for that.
You're very welcome. So he gets handcuffed. He's on the ground. Theo actually says, "You know what, Eliza? I'm just gonna kill everybody here." Right? And they're taking Ryan away. They're about to take him up to the room, like the panic room or something, right? Gina's free. She overpowers Daisy. Ryan gave her the clue beforehand. 2 minutes, yeah.
That was awesome.
That was good. That was a good thing to give her that communication so she knew, hey, help is on the way.
I thought that was so cool. Though. He just like, he hit his wrist, pointed to, I thought, oh, like signals, like baseball signals.
Yes.
Like on the mound, like, oh.
It was so quick.
Home.
You would have thought that they were partners before.
They're legit.
They're legit.
They're the only good FBI agents in that whole crummy squad. They're the only ones who won't get killed easy.
Yeah. Did Gina even get hurt at all, like last season or this season? I don't think she has.
They need to do the training. Good Lord.
Yeah.
She's been awesome.
She was really cool. I felt like one of them was going to die, but not two of the couple. right?
But did she die?
No. No, no, no one died.
She just got, yeah, a little shot in the stomach.
But what happened after? They didn't say anything.
They didn't. They didn't reveal what happened to Dawn. That's her
just
wife.
Got shot and they just kept it moving.
Yeah, they're fine. Kids are fine.
They're good. They're in the panic room. Yeah. The FBI's there. It's all good.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. So they go running off into the woods again. And Pega, you mentioned something about Ryan's running.
Yeah, you know, he just runs with a little difficulty, it looks like. It's like, I don't know.
Well, he's a little older than
he's
Theo.
He's fit, though.
He's fit, but...
But, yeah, just it looked like he was struggling up that, hill.
Kevin Big is up there, you know? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. He's healthy for it. He looks better than a lot of guys' age.
Yeah,
he looks
great.
Yeah, so he does run funky. I've noticed that ever since, like, the first season. The way he runs is because he's
funky.
He runs funky because he's got his gun in front of him. He has to have, like, his elbows cocked in that weird position, right? Like, cocked out to the sides.
Yeah, it's more of just kind of like a funny rhythm. I wouldn't say it's like a weird way. It's just the rhythm's funny. I don't know. Just go back and watch it.
He's an awesome walker, though.
His
walk, like, specifically the end of this episode?
Yeah.
Strut.
That was a pure... But what do we call it? We said the Kyler Soze-ish.
Yeah.
It was a Kyler Soze.
Kyler's brother. No, but it was like pure, like he's got the walk, the badass walk down pat.
He sure does.
So when Max, sorry, real quick, shoots Daisy and kills her.
Oh,
and like
man.
She dies with like her eyes open. I wanted her to, you know, like in movies where they always go up to him and like close the eyes. Like I wanted her to do that, just like close.
I want more suffering for Daisy.
Max doesn't even care, though. Later in the episode, she kills a dude, and she's like, who was that guy that I shot?
Yeah.
She doesn't even care.
So awesome.
She does say that. Yeah. She does. Like, who was that? I don't even know, because I don't even know if he lives here. Like, oh, okay. Like, I just killed an innocent? Anyway, let's go get Theo.
That's what they did over at the Corbin compound.
Yeah.
He killed tons of people. He was just like, there they are! Doosh, doosh, doosh! Don't stop him! That's Joe Carroll over there! Doosh. Wait, that's not Joe. No, okay, there he is over there! They're all wearing masks. Right?
They got a body count.
Anyway, so back to this episode. Flash forward to this episode. Theo gets away, right? Mm-hmm. And he's being chased by Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan's phone vibrates. Theo has really good ears, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Gwen.
So Gwen, and you're blaming her?
Send a text
already.
Message, Gwen.
You
send an email.
So angry when that happened. He shouted at the TV. He was like, no!
Like, what? Because
we had to do this.
Like, it's just, I don't know. She just rubs me the wrong way.
I mean, I'm surprised that Ryan was so distracted at that because he's usually so good at, you know, focusing and being on the target.
Yeah.
And he heard the.
A little vibration.
Theo heard the, what's it called? He heard the vibration, then he immediately turns and starts shooting.
Yeah.
So then Ryan had to, you know, bob and weave.
I think, wasn't Ryan, like, grabbing his phone, though? And so that's what distracted him, too, from shooting Theo.
I thought it was to quiet it so he could sneak up on him.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, he was trying to press the button, I guess, out of habit, right? Because we all always, like, oh, I need to silence my phone, I'm at work.
But what I thought was cool was that juxtaposition of her leaving that voicemail about, like, the baby's heartbeat while, like, the daddy's in, like, the line of fire. It was just kind of cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I liked that. It was a really good contrast, like, this normal, happy kind of thing. And, oh, I'm concerned about you. Why aren't you answering? You should have been there. And he's in the line of fire in the middle of a chase with the serial killer, Theo.
Crazy.
Just like her. Not caring about his situation, just calling him. Like, oh, you're chasing people? Anyway, listen, I went to grocery shopping, and I bought something that you're going to love. Like, jeez.
I'm having a flashback to Theo shopping at the grocery store for cleaning supplies for killing somebody with his wife calling him. Oh, honey, can you pick up those red velvet cupcakes, please?
Yeah. Oh, see? Yum.
Those would be good right now.
That would have been a good end of the show, a series-ending meal.
Yeah.
So, flash forward back to where we were. Barton gets shot by Theo, drags her out of the car, and then we... What, did he take off? Or was it just the car was... Yeah, he took off, huh?
Yeah, he took off, but then came creeping right back behind Ryan.
Because he knew Ryan would be there.
But, yeah, I thought he started the car and probably put something on the brake and made it go forward.
No, because then he wouldn't have had a car to get out of there with.
But like, how did he get in behind him?
Yeah, like, what was the point of getting in the car and, like, driving off a little bit and then sneaking out and then running back? I don't know.
How did he make that happen?
Yeah, that was kind of funky because you would drive far away and then, far enough so that the car's out of sight, But it could be dark in the forest anyway.
Yeah, and then within minutes.
He circles around Ryan within minutes. But Ryan did get turned around because he was panicking. Another agent killed in his arms, right?
Yeah, he didn't even know what street he was at. Yeah. I want some street outside of
the trees. Yeah. I mean, what's just the trees?
The wayward pines. They're everywhere. I can't see.
Yeah.
So he gets stuck up on by Theo. Yeah. And Theo clocks someone, puts him in the trunk. We don't get to see what happens. And then begins the next episode.
Episode two. Oh.
Episode two of tonight for the series finale, and it's called The Reckoning.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's in the trunk. It's daytime already. Theo takes him out, takes him down to this, looks like a bomb shelter, right?
Right.
But Ryan, of course, calls it the catacombs. But before we get too far into that, we actually want to throw it over to this awesome show that we're going to be that's going to be on ABC since The Following is ending. Let's go ahead and hear about The Whispers on ABC.
Ooh.
Hey.
So Harper has a new friend. He's what you might call imaginary.
Monday, June 1st. What if a child's imaginary friend wasn't imaginary?
Grown-ups can't see him.
The can't miss drama of the summer.
I think this friend is real.
Told you, Mommy.
Arrives.
I don't think we're dealing with a who. I think we're dealing with a what.
The Whispers. Series premiere Monday, June 1st on ABC.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Lily Rabe.
Yeah, from American Horror Story.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
I'm really down for seeing this. And you know what I love about it, too, is it's actually produced by Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
So I'm down for watching
this
show.
This
is going to be a juicy one.
Yeah, it's coming out. Hey, since The Following, this is the series finale of The Following.
Yeah.
You know, why not check out this show? It, you know, seriously, if I had, it's got the FBI in it, too, right?
Yeah. They're a lot more competent.
Yeah, so
I think they'll be more competent.
Hopefully. Catching little kids' imaginary friends is so much easier than catching Theo Noble, the serial killer.
Yeah, now that The Following's done, I definitely have room in my TV schedule to add another one. So The Whispers it is. ABC. Hey.
Yes.
Hey, ABC. Hey.
Yeah, June 1st, 10/9 Central.
DVR.
I am down. Yeah, anyway, so let's go ahead and get back into the show. So we get into the catacombs. Where the hell does Theo find this place? Right?
Yeah. And it's like so. There's like a torture room with like a water bucket and the.
Yeah, yeah.
Something to like tie people. I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, that's perfect. They're perfect for what he's going to do. Everything's so perfect.
Yeah. It's. And he obviously. Later on, we get to see him use a key. So it's like. This is your place. How many of these creepy places in the forest do you have, Theo?
That's really weird.
Yeah. So he starts torturing Ryan, right? Drowning him in that bucket because. Obviously, Penny was being waterboarded, so he wants to give Ryan the same courtesy.
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat.
And we have Agent Barton there still. She's alive! She didn't get killed!
I knew it was the moment she was still there, like, oh, she's done.
Yeah, she probably still had the bullet in her, right? They alluded to that. And I thought it was kind of interesting, like the way she looked. I was like, "Oh, is she like the first Native American FBI agent that we've gotten to see on this show?" Because her name's Barton. I think that would end just her appearance. I was like, "Oh, she looks like she could be Indian.
Oh, okay.
Kind of neat, cool, interesting."
I was focusing on her being cute, but she might have been.
She was cute too.
And I love how Ryan was like making her focus on like, "Do you have a boyfriend?" Oh, yeah. Like, okay, focus on him. Like, live.
Yeah, and all of her answers were like the most traumatic things. Like, he's gonna propose to me. I'm going to say yes.
The ring.
My God, all this happened the day you got shot? Jeez.
Wow.
It's a rough week.
Yeah, I wonder if her boyfriend's an FBI agent, too. Hopefully he's not in the HRT like Tom. You know?
Yeah, right.
Ooh. Might be a creepo. But
creepo.
Theo, he ends up releasing Ryan from being drowned, and Ryan wakes up coughing up water, brings Agent Barton in front of him, and slits her throat ear to ear.
Oh, gosh. That was hard to watch.
Yeah, and it was really quick, too. It was like half of a second that we got to see it. We didn't really. It must have been like a CGI slash across her throat, you know? But it still looked like it was a gaping wound.
Yeah, you got it.
Really.
Well,
Dunzo.
Anyway.
Too bad for her soon-to-be fiancé.
Chris, he has a name.
He's back on the market.
She named him?
Chris.
Yeah, she said it. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris is back on the market.
That's
there you go, Chris. You're back on the market. No,
this is the opposite of Max and Tom, right? Because the female FBI agent got killed in this scenario, whereas Max survived.
Yeah. See?
You're so horrible.
That's what I'm just saying.
Fiancé Nights, he's back on the market.
Hey, if you can root for Joe Carroll, he's going to make you. Hey, you'll find someone. And hopefully she'll have a regular job where people aren't going to murder her.
So there's this whole thing going on, right? Everybody's trying. The whole FBI is trying to figure out where Ryan Hardy is. He's missing. Max ends up talking to Gwen and says, "I'm not supposed to say anything."
Yeah.
But
he's missing.
He's missing. He's in the field somewhere. I can't. I don't have any details. Yeah. You could have said he got captured by Theo.
Yeah.
And Agent Barton's missing too. And there's blood all over the asphalt on the ground. But I guess she would have freaked out the baby mama, so
yeah, you can't.
That's not cool,
man.
So she's checking out all the surveillance, all the cameras, and she sees that there's a piece missing. She looks at the original source, and that's where she spots, hey, there's Theo. I know where he's going now.
Yeah, and at that point, you're like, what is this glitch? Like, you don't know what is happening until later we find out the mole.
Yeah, I just find it funny how Mike's been unconscious the whole time. He just wakes up, he pretty much gives it the clue to try it. He's like, try the iPad or whatever.
He says, check the highway cameras. Yes,
check the highway cameras. Okay. Hey, look at this. Like, wow.
Well, what do you know?
I know. If I just woke up from surgery, I'd be so out of it, drugged up. Like, I wouldn't even know where I was, let alone help out in an investigation.
I think a more appropriate response from Mike would have been, oh, I just got stabbed. Is Mark dead?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, did we get him?
I know. He didn't ask about Mark.
He knows.
That's how, Mike's always working. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Iceman is always working overtime.
The Iceman, yeah.
Yeah. So, Hopkins, informs Max about the cameras. They check it out. Then, back to the catacombs, Eliza shows up and saves, of all people, to save Ryan Hardy.
Like a SWAT team. She showed up not playing games. That was I like that.
And they tried to fool us for a little bit, because the way they came in was very militaristic, and the way they were dressed with all their weapons, the M4 carbines and all that, they looked like they were the FBI, but I was like, no. I'm not fooled here.
Ryan's face. Ryan looked confused. Like, who the hell are these guys?
Yeah, he was shocked.
But he doesn't know who they are, except for Eliza. He recognized her.
He's like, oh, so you're not Annie. What was her name?
Anne Boucher?
Yeah.
They're like Bashar or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and she kept questioning him.
She's so stupid.
Yeah, right?
He's just like, I don't know who you are. I'm like, right. Well, I'm going to kill everyone you know just in case. I'm like,
that's awful. Man. Torture is not a reliable means of extracting information.
It's not working at all for any of these guys.
Yeah. Ryan Hart, or actually Eliza, didn't learn anything from Guantanamo Bay. No.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
She didn't learn jack. Well, I like how they electrocuted good old Theo. You got a good little electrocution going
on. Yeah.
That was the first time we got to see him really in pain. Yeah. Not psychological pain, but being shocked.
Like physically.
Physically being hurt.
Someone get him something.
Yeah, and I thought that was so funny, but you know what? It was really just a way for him to escape.
Right.
Like, if you're getting this guy's pretty, I mean, we'll talk about it later, but this guy's like Wolverine. Like, this guy's getting electrocuted, and he's like, oh, all right, got some time to get free. This guy electrocutes his, like, his wrist, the things that are around his ankles.
Yeah.
And escapes.
Do what you gotta do. You know.
But he was limping away, right? Because his muscles are spasming from being electrocuted.
Yeah. He should be unconscious. Look. And then he found the baby. Oh, because Eliza mentions the baby, the photograph. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So back to what was happening with Eliza and Ryan. She's questioning him. How could she not see that Ryan's vigorously moving his arms behind his back?
I know.
Seriously?
And that has to be loud, too. Like
a rock going up against these knots he's got. Come on.
The following WTF moments, I'm going to miss those most of all.
I know. Yes.
The following WTF.
I'm going to go back and watch.
I'm just going to go back for the WTF moments. There should be like a YouTube clip of straight WTF moments.
Yes. That would be hilarious, actually.
We should do that. We should Instagram those.
We should have some wine, and we'll just hang out, and we'll make a clip.
We'll just clip it. It's probably 12 minutes long.
Yeah. But really quick.
Only season one should be good, though, with that, because we just watched season three. Yeah. Season two is kind of like, I don't want to watch season two again.
Yeah. I thought season three had way more.
Oh, season three was, it had a lot. It's season three, but we just watched them. Yeah. I would rather go back in time and watch season one.
So much Joe Carroll in season two.
Yes, there was.
And but I want to see Joe Carroll.
But Joe Carroll was like emasculated in season two.
That's true.
It was awful.
But wait, can we go back and talk about how Lisa Campbell
is the mole?
Was talking to Eliza. That little sneaker.
That was a really good reveal.
Yeah, it was.
That one made me, I was like, oh!
Yeah.
And you know what was funny about that is that they have the same name, Eliza and Lisa. That's like the same name. Exactly. That's why she has power over her. She's the evil Lisa.
You got my name. Let me work for you. Let me be a mole for you. Like, our names are so close to one another. Here's information.
Oh, man, that's too funny. Anyway, so Lisa's the mole. Oh, my gosh. So all these times, you know, all the other times where she was like, Ryan, don't do that. Don't go rogue. She's really working for Lisa and trying to prevent all this stuff from happening.
That all makes sense.
But she wasn't even like a real, she wasn't too roguey for me, only because everyone else who turned out to be a rogue, who turned out to be a follower or something, they were so quick to kill. She didn't really, she kept trying to talk Max out of doing things instead of just like, oh, gotta shoot you. Bang. She kept trying to find a way
out. So she was trying to be nice.
Yeah, it looked like she was, it looks like she wasn't, she was part of the organization, but she's not a murderer.
Yeah, well, her main focus wasn't it to get promoted in the FBI. And so maybe just trying to be more clean about it, if that's like really what she wanted. She wouldn't have to explain a death or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. She wanted to be the next Nick Fury.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want anybody to do anything to her. But right? She doesn't want anybody to get in her way.
But she didn't, like, when Max led her there, that Max was going after, I was shocked she didn't just like, oh. I was thought she, because every other mole
would do that.
They just have to kill them, but I don't think she was
She wasn't as cray.
And Tom wasn't even
as cray.
Tom wasn't even a mole, but they thought he was, and he still killed people accidentally.
Mm. Come on, man. Tom didn't do it on purpose, okay? Why did she pull out her
gun?
Why did she? Wait.
Glass.
Hey. This show's a. Hey.
So Theo finds the baby sonograph and he sees the name on it. It says Gwen's name.
Oh, does it say Gwen's name on
it? Yeah, it says Gwen's name on there.
I was curious. I was like, how the hell did he figure that was Gwen's?
But I think he would be smart enough to put it together anyway.
Random sonograph, a random picture right there.
That's baby.
Like, oh, whose baby is this? Gotta be Ryan's. Oh, yeah. Got me a plan.
So it does say Gwen's name on it. It does. Right. I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I saw it on there. But it is torn up. It could have been a little bit disfigured and hard to see. But he saw it. You know, he's smart, that Theo.
And who's to say it's Ryan's baby? Right?
I know. Like, Ryan, it like, hey, she ain't my baby. Yeah. That's when we broke up.
They're like, fine, take her. I don't care.
I know, right?
Just kidding.
I don't know. That's true, though. Theo could have used that as a plan. Against Theo. Like, yeah, Theo, you can kill her if you want. See, she just cheated on me.
But he has Gwen upset enough that she's going to just... You don't want to upset Gwen more, right?
I know,
you don't
want to get things worse.
To save her.
That ain't my baby.
Well, he did...
Calling a bluff.
We will talk about it at the end, but he did almost do something to upset her at the end. Anyway, so he starts going... We got the chase going up the ladder. Theo gets out first. Mm-hmm. Ryan's out of bullets. Oh, no.
The one time he runs out of bullets. Yeah, yeah.
And Theo's pointing a stick at him, a really sharp stick. Yeah. And that's what holds Ryan at bay. So he does, like, the weirdest thing ever. And that's where we really get to see how hurt Theo Noble is. Because he says, I'm going to raise your child. Yes. I'm going to raise... I'm going to steal your future. I don't have to steal your life.
Yeah. And that whole future thing, remember you called it way? That's, you're absolutely right, is where he just wants to be the owner of people's futures.
Wow.
And so having his son is his future.
He hates it when people control him or tell him what to do. Like when he has a plan and someone alters a plan, he gets so mad. Like when Eliza called him and said, we need Ryan Hardy alive, he got so upset.
Yeah, he was going to kill Dawn.
He's like, I control your life. So here's like, I'm going to control, like, I thought he was going to say, like, I'm going to kill your kid and I'm going to kill your wife. It's like, no, I'm going to raise him. We're going to play baseball together. I'm going to teach him things.
Going to neglect him.
Not really baseball. I'm talking about murder. I'm going to murder people with him.
In front of him.
Yeah.
Raise him.
Crazy.
Raise him alone. He'll never get to see his father. He'll be abused, neglected. Oh, that's terrible.
That's terrible. That's crazy.
It's the worst thing you could do.
That is terrible.
But he just wanted to do it to hurt Ryan Hardy and... Boom, he leaves. He does this whole thing where he finds Lisa in the woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, we got Ryan running around, and he is about to get shot. And we have Max, save him, shoots that one guy. Who did I just shoot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who the hell was that? Anyway.
Yeah.
Get in the car.
Theo actually sees Eliza talking to Lisa, right? Mm-hmm. And then that's where he jumps Lisa, takes her into the car, and he makes her do whatever he wants.
You work for me now. Yes. That was kind of cool.
He's got a new slave, right? No more Daisy.
Yeah.
He's got her. So they go off, and man, Lisa is such a good liar. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
She is.
She's been lying this whole time as the mole, and now she's telling Agent Royce and the other agent who are guarding Gwen, what's up with just two agents guarding people all the time, right?
Yeah.
Usually, like, when there's a mole, I'm on to them pretty quickly. So I had zero idea, so she,
Well, she played a lawyer in Law & Order SVU, so she's adept
she's
at lying.
She's, like, a good, like, poker face.
Yeah, she's adept. Hmm.
But wasn't she a district attorney, though?
Hmm.
Or was she a defense lawyer? I feel like she was a DA in that show.
You're calling my bluff here, man. You're calling my card. I don't know the difference. I'm sorry. Am I about to get attacked now? I don't know. I just saw her there. And every time I see someone with a suit in a courtroom screaming at someone, I'm like, oh, it's a lawyer.
Yeah. She was a good person in that show.
Oh.
Yes.
She had to lie sometimes. She had to finagle a little bit.
She wasn't a traitor.
Well, yeah.
In this show.
But I'm just saying, she knows how to, you know, she knows how to use verbal
judo,
verbal judo, and know how to, you know, poke her face like you said before. Yeah.
So she convinces the other agents to move silently,
yes,
and through the secondary entrance or whatever, right? So they go down there. Theo ambushes them and shoots them all.
Yeah, good job.
Yep.
Good job, Theo.
And I thought Lisa was gonna die right there.
Me too.
And I was like, yeah, she got the punk's way out, just like Tom did.
Yeah,
not as bad as Tom. But she got it.
Yeah, and you even said, you're like, let's see Lisa, all bloody, let's see her. Yeah. And then sure enough, we do, but she's still like,
clinging to life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ryan, and I thought she was actually going to die on that floor. And the way she was saying things to Ryan, I was like, oh, lying to her last breath, that little sneak.
She's good. She's good.
Yeah. So then we go to the car with Theo and Gwen in the car, and she's tied up. He's talking to her, saying his grand plans for what is he? Does he still talk about raising the kid? He's so weird.
Yeah, and he gets in her head. He's like, "What if I told you your boyfriend was dead?" And she's like, "Ryan's dead."
And he just smiles.
So mean.
What did he say at the end? He's like, "We're gonna raise him right." Didn't he say? He said something extra creepy. I didn't write it down.
I think he's. Oh no! Well, he said this when they were in the basement of her building. He said, "Careful. We want to be able to raise his baby."
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
That was good.
Ooh, that was weird.
He had a lot of good one-liners in this. One about the housekeeper in Eliza's apartment there.
Mm-hmm.
This one. He dropped a lot of dimes, a lot of gems.
Nice. Yeah. He had actually a really good conversation with her where she was like, well, you don't care about anybody. How could you, you know, care about your sister Penny after killing all these people? And he's like, well, you're a doctor, you do the same thing.
That's not the same.
Yeah, that was really weird. And it's like, you know, from his twisted perspective, he's right in a way, right? Because you're just cherishing her as a doctor. She's cherishing Ryan's life and all her loved ones over these random people who come into her life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In a very twisted way.
In a very twisted way.
And he talks about himself and how his whole life is like a lie. And he's like, well, the irony is I know myself better than anybody living all these lies because I can do what I really want without any repercussions.
Yeah. He's actually kind of right.
Yeah.
Sick bastard.
Very, very sick.
Sick, sick man.
Very twisted logic. So ensues the helicopter chase.
His grand entrance, like James Bond. I wish he would have just come down like on a rope or something. Like,
yeah, that would have worked too. That would have worked too. When he was in the, when I saw the helicopter, I just saw him sitting there, like, all right, let's go. I was like, what's he doing in a helicopter?
Yeah, like, all of a sudden,
It would have been crazy if he was driving it. That would have been crazy. I'm like, oh, I got the copter.
That would have been Rambo style. If he was in the helicopter driving it, like shooting rockets down.
So I'm coming for my baby. I'm coming, girl.
That was his motivator.
It was.
Really. He had two lives at risk, not just Gwen's.
Cool.
Yeah. So they get to the dam, which I did not even think it was a dam at first. I was like, oh, it's a waterfall. Very pretty waterfall.
It was a waterfall?
No, it was a dam.
Oh.
Yeah, I got dam too.
Yeah. Yeah, but did you, because you're from that area, aren't you? So do you know what dam that was?
I mean, no. I mean, I'm from the East Coast, but I think that was like, you know, like Westchester or something.
Mm.
I don't got that Westchester money. I'm not up in Westchester. Not that frequently. So, yeah.
So they're at the dam. They have another standoff, right? Except that this time, Ryan's... Where's his backup? Who's piloting the helicopter?
I know. That's true.
Okay, yes. Who's piloting? Yes. And then also, the shot that he takes was so gutsy.
Yes.
I mean, Gwen's right there. Baby's right there. And he went for it.
Yeah.
He could have shot Gwen in the head.
Seriously.
Okay.
Shot Theo in the head.
So it's at the stage. So what is it? So he's so Theo's moving back. He has her.
Yeah, he has her.
And
Ryan says, okay, I'm going to let you go because I want my family to live.
Yes.
No matter what. And I actually believed him for a moment. And then, Theo did too.
And then he fakes it. He drops his gun down.
He's dropping it. Theo drops it too. Yes. He sees him relax that instant and Ryan takes advantage.
That was
boom.
Pretty. That was
shoots him.
It was ballsy, but it was really good. Like yeah. When he did it, I was thinking he might do it, but wow.
Yeah.
Shoots him in the head.
It was a clear shot in the head, wasn't it?
It was.
He got him right in the head.
It was right above his right eye.
He got him.
Yeah.
He didn't like glaze him.
No.
Sorry, graze him.
Glaze. Like a donut, just glazed him all over.
Just glazed him, made it shiny. Yeah. It grazed his forehead. It didn't do that.
No.
It hit him right, it went right in there.
It went right inside. Does he have like a steel plate
in
his head?
I mean, your temporal lobe, frontal temporal.
Yeah,
like,
totally his frontal.
How do you get up and walk after that?
And he gets up right, he just gets up. And then you charge him at full speed. Doesn't look hurt. Doesn't look injured. He's like, oh, you got me, you son of a... And then he just runs at him.
It's an ode to the typical horror movie type things where, like, the killer just never goes down on the first try or second or third. They're always still alive.
All the killers that Ryan Hardy has shot and that have died just randomly, like, after one shot, like, oh, and we've always wanted more. And we always said that he kills him too easy. He shoots this one in the head, and he just gets up. He's getting electrocuted. He's getting shot in the head. He's Wolverine.
Seriously.
There's no pain.
See, Ryan should have just emptied his clip into him afterwards, right?
Oof.
Because that would have for sure made it that he was dead. Yeah, isn't that what the cops are supposed to do? Well, they're supposed to shoot center mass, usually. But if you want to execute someone, you do two in the chest, one in the head.
Yeah.
So he didn't finish him off.
Right. Yeah, you would think, like, just knowing how important it is to make sure that Theo is donezo for good before you're, like, hugging Gwen, like, oh, are you okay? Oh,
well,
we're going to live happily ever. Like, make sure he's gone.
Well, it's not like he's ever shot someone in the head and they've gotten back up before. You know what I mean? Like, like he really got him good.
He got him.
He got him in the head.
It wasn't a graze.
It
was right there above the eye.
Like,
even, like, there's a moment in the show where I'm watching, I'm like, you know what? I wonder if he's going to get back up. Like, no, there's no way he's going to get back up. He's really dead. And then when he got back up, I was like, it just made me think of these writers are, come on, guys. I had to, like, if the producer was here, I'd look at him like, dude, what are you doing?
You see, Theo's brain is so well developed because he's such a genius that it passed through all the parts that don't matter.
They moved. When it came in, all the brains,
it
like,
morphed.
Got out of the way. Like, whoa! It adapted to the situation.
It was like Matrix style, like bending.
That's crazy. That's a good one, guys. I like that. I like that. Okay, so pushes Ryan Hardy off. Theo Noble goes down into the water. We don't see his body. He gets swept away. Ryan's holding on, clinging by his fingers.
Yeah, like one hand.
Yeah, one hand. And he just like given. It's like he's just given up.
I think we find out later on he did it on purpose.
Yeah, of course he did it on purpose.
I love him.
We know. And yeah, I actually thought it was kind of, if he died like that, I would have been like, wow, that is like seriously the lamest death.
There was no
ever.
Way that was going to, yeah. After what's his name got up from a gunshot to the head, he was not going to drown.
Not Ryan.
But you know what? I know now. The writers did that to us so that they can give us that badass ending, which is Ryan. We don't know it's Ryan yet. Someone's walking around in a trench coat, right, with his hood on. And he's walking around the hospital. He sees Gwen walk by, ducks into one of the supply cabinets, gets himself an arm thing, sling.
Yeah,
right?
And they made his clothes look like Theo's because that trench
that
coat
was very
looked
smart.
Just like, yeah, Theo.
That was very smart. See, that's why they made it sound like you don't know that they both escaped. So you don't know if either of them are alive. And then you see a mysterious man walk into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, is it Theo or is it Ryan? That was good. I like a little...
They played with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did.
And he's limping, too, to make it look like he's injured or he's like a bum, somebody who's been in a car accident. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So he gets in there, and where is he going? We don't know where he's going until he gets to Lisa Campbell's room.
Oh, my gosh.
And I wish I would have saw the interrogation. They didn't have time in the episode. But that would have been so cool to see him extract the information from her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, he puts his hand, his gloved hand, over her mouth. And he's like, I know what you did. I know your friends. I know who they are. And you're going to tell me everything before we end this. And I'm going to take all of them out because I'm a ghost now. They all think I'm dead.
That's so crazy.
That was pretty cool.
And then when he leaves the room and it's like, boom, I was like, oh, he did it. He did it.
He killed her.
That was insane.
He killed the rat.
He killed her.
Yeah. So, and then that's where Michael, he storms off.
Like a boss.
Like was that slow boss. Motion? Did I miss it? No, it was regular motion.
No, you know what? I think it was. No, he was. It was regular motion. He was stuttering at first, and then he just goes like, whoop, takes off that sling, and then he starts strutting.
Yeah.
And that Kaiser, music.
Yeah. That was the Deftones music, right?
So
that we played at the beginning of our episode today. So he struts off Kaiser Soze style, fooling everybody into thinking he's dead. Gwen's crying, but you know what? She's got Mike and Max there to help raise the baby. So that's kind of a bittersweet ending.
Max. Yeah, but I think, you know, pretty much you could tell that it was setting up for next season. Eliza's pretty much probably going to be the main villain next season. He was going to go full vigilante probably by mid-season. In my opinion, he probably would have showed Mike first. Mike would have been the first person to figure out he's alive. And then probably by the end of next season, he probably would have revealed himself.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been my prediction for the season finale.
No season.
That would have been my prediction.
Okay, so let's go ahead and we pretty much finished this episode. Like these two episodes, the series, man, it's gone.
It's over.
Let's go ahead and quickly move into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
There it is. So, all right, let's do a little. I wanted to be free of any kind of poison from social media, so I didn't do any research or anything. But let's talk about what we think's going to happen for the, you know, possibly the next episode. So you were saying something about like Eliza possibly being the next bad guy.
I'm certain they pretty much used the last few episodes to set up her and her organization. So now next season there would have been a pantheon of like small guys leading up to Eliza to defeat while on the way to her. So you know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure that would have been the whole season, and he would have been like a mystery because everyone would think he was dead. So I figured that's what would have happened.
I feel like that could have been a following too, because Eliza's got all these people underneath her who are her followers, villain. Her henchmen, people who pay money, right, to follow this organization, to be within the organization, to be protected by them. So you saw Claire.
I saw Natalie Z. Yes, over on Saturday there was this thing called Super Saturday LA, where it was a huge benefit for the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund, and there was a ton of designers there, and basically anything that you buy, 100% of the proceeds go to cancer research.
Hey.
And she was there, and I saw her from a distance. I didn't get to really go say hi or anything, but she was stunning and a little starstruck.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Claire.
And you're exactly what you said. She was really fine in person.
She was beautiful. She was drop dead gorgeous.
I always like hearing that.
Yeah. Oh, she was beautiful.
Really fine.
Did you say something like she looked like royalty?
She did look like royalty.
Really?
Yeah, wow. She was just so well put together. Oh.
Her blue eyes, I'm sure. Just her blonde hair.
Yes.
How was it? Was it like dirty blonde?
No, it was like blonde. And it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
What was her designer? What was her dress? What designer
she was wearing Chanel. I saw that. So.
Wow, I was joking. Yeah. Wow, really?
I liked her so much better than all of Ryan's subsequent girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
She was the best.
I thought that, and he doesn't end up with her.
No, he doesn't. He should.
He impregnates Gwen.
You know what? We had
Who's contraception?
Claire went into hiding, right? During between episodes seasons 1 and 2.
Yes.
Ryan should just do that and just be with Claire.
Oh my gosh. But do you remember Mike was the only person that knew about that?
Yeah.
He knew that she was hiding before Ryan did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's over.
Do you guys think that they're going to put it on Hulu or Netflix or anything like that? Like one of those online streaming services?
I think hopefully they pitch it, but I would think that it's going to make it to Hulu. I would go with Hulu or FX, but we'll see.
Well, it sounds like we got to wrap it up, guys, but I'm going to miss watching The Following with my dear friends.
I know, I'm going to miss you guys.
It was great. I missed the first two seasons. I wasn't here for that, but...
And we're so sorry we couldn't get into any comments tonight, but we know that you guys, all of our loyal fans out there and followers... please go ahead and continue tweeting at us and commenting at us. You know, you can find us. You can find me at Sean Austin O on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on all social media at PegaRad. Please follow me. Let's stay in touch.
Yes. You can find me, the same thing, on all social media, Twitter and Instagram at Michael_Drew, Michael E-A-L. And what, shout out to the following the, on the Instagram.
The following name? Underscore... Or on Fox. Underscore on Fox, Fox yeah. on Instagram.
Shout out to those guys. They're great. That's a great page. They're very helpful. I love those guys.
Yeah, so great news on their page. You know, they have a lot of good screenshots and a lot of cool things. And Pega, you actually, you saw a really cool photo of Kevin Bacon.
Yes, you guys, go on and, Kevin Bacon's check it out, Instagram. Man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye, everyone.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.